And joining us now, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers. Mr. Chairman, so far so good over there, no violence at least. But I want to ask you about this thing that happened last week where Putin said he was going to pull back his troops that were amassed along the border. Have you seen any indication that he's done that?
Well, the only thing we've really seen, Bob, is that they're pulling troops out, but for the sole purpose of rotating out their conscripts. They have 2-year conscription there in Russia. Those 2 years are up for a lot of those forces along the border, so they're really rotating them out. I would not read that he is wholesale pulling his troops back. This is a function of making sure he has fresh conscripts up along the border.
Well, we'll sure be watching that. I want to ask you also this morning about this horrible story that we keep learning about in Nigeria, the kidnapping of almost 300 schoolgirls. We understand the United States has sent some help in there. Do you know what it is exactly we're doing?
Well, it looks as if there's a hostage negotiator and then some military advisors. But here's the point on this, Bob, and if we look at this, this was a problem in 2010 when Boko Haram said that they wanted to be part of Al-Qaeda. That's where the problem started. And so this policy, this new ecosystem of terrorism that's all the way from Nigeria, all the way across northern Africa to AQAP in Yemen, all the way over to Pakistan and Afghanistan, you can't base your policy on what's trending on Twitter. It has to be more than hashtags and selfies. This is a huge and growing problem that's really been relatively ignored. I just got back from Chad. Chad has been screaming for help from the United States for 2 years. On one front, Boko Haram. On the north, they have Al-Qaeda. And in their southeast, they have Al-Shabaab. And they're fighting to try to push all of that back. Candidly, not a lot of help from the United States. Can we help with the girls? I think we can, and we should, and we must. We also have to worry about the women of Afghanistan, some 11 million. We're getting ready to walk away from them. In Syria, you have 12 million women who are under siege, some 150,000 Syrians. Last week, a school was bombed, 25 kids killed. This is going to continue to happen unless we have a robust, holistic approach to what is radicalism and extremism popping up all around the world.
There's so much to ask you about this morning. Let me just ask you simply, what is your take on this thing involving the Secret Service?
Well, it's unfortunate. I will tell you, it's an important organization. There are some fine, upstanding, great Secret Service agents who are patriots to their country. This is just one of those black marks that makes you scratch your head. You have to ask if there is a leadership culture that needs to be ripped out at the Secret Service. This is just one more example of a leadership failure at the Secret Service. Very, very concerning. When you have someone removed from a post whose primary responsibility is to protect the president and the White House, its occupants, that is very, very concerning. And the one concern that I have is during that episode, the new director was the chief of staff. So they're going to have some explaining to do, and maybe they've got great explanations, but they're going to have to come up and explain it. And if they can't get this piece right, I think you're going to have to look at a cultural leadership shift in the Secret Service.
Speaking of leadership shifts and these stories that continue to come out of the VA, where these veterans who have life-threatening diseases, some of whom have actually died while they were waiting to try to get in to a VA hospital. Is the secretary over there, Eric Shinseki, is he going to have to go?
Well, he's had 5 years to fix this problem, 5 years. And what I found most disturbing about this is that when the Veterans Affairs Committee was trying to get him up, it took a subpoena to get him up to answer questions. That's a huge problem. You cannot, as a veteran myself, walk away, turn your back on what also appears to be a cultural problem throughout the Veterans Affairs of trying to make it look good without it being good. Our soldiers, our sailors, our Marines, our airmen, they deserve better. We have to get this right. And if he can't come up to Congress and say, here's exactly how I'm going to fix it, then he needs to move along.
Well, how did it get into the mess that it's in?
Well, again, it's hard to know. The money has been there. We've appropriated every year. Congress has been very generous to the VA. We've tried to improve mental health issues and other things, services and access. It just sure seems that they can't quite get it right at the mid-management level at the Veterans Affairs. And it is frustrating, and I hear it when I'm back home in my district. Every week, somebody brings a new problem about the Veterans Affairs and their inability to get it right. That's a leadership problem. And again, if Mr. Shinseki can't come here and tell Congress how exactly he's going to change that culture there, I think we need to find somebody who's willing to go in and shake up the Veterans Affairs so that their number one, two, and third priority is taking care of the men and women who serve this country.
We really haven't heard all that much from the president about this.
Unfortunately, I think he needs to focus on it. He's going to have to spend some time and focus on this issue. We've got soldiers deployed. They're coming home. Some are going to still be injured and wounded in ways that are going to need all of America's support. The first line of defense in that is our Veteran Affairs in the VA, so that where they can get good health care, mental services, and others. If that part isn't working, their integration into society is going to be less successful. We should not stand for that. And so, yes, the president is going to have to get involved. He's going to have to make a decision on Mr. Shinseki. Just saying that he's okay and everything's fine is not going to work in a case where we know for a fact that veterans have lost their lives because of the bureaucracy inside the VA.
All right, Mr. Chairman, thank you so
Thanks.
Much.